الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Coming now towards the end of Ramadan, and by Allah's fazl, for which we have to make a lot of shukr. Shukr is a very, very great ibadah, which also unfortunately many of us are very negligent about. And it is a very easy ibadah also. It is logical also. There is no other way but to make shukr. Once a person, even if he's just got a reasonable amount of ma'rifat of Allah, recognition, then he can't help but just to make shukr for everything. Like, for example, the dua that we are taught before Ramadan: Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Oh Allah, keep me safe and proper for the month of Ramadan. So, and also wasallim Ramadan ali, and the month of Ramadan, the environment, everything must also go also in a nice way. Wasallimhu li mutaqabbala, and keep it safe for me for the future. So with regard to that also, a person should have this concern whether I will be able to keep my rozas in this month, whether the love for the month will be in my heart, the anticipation of the month, and then the looking forward to the days of roza, to the nights of ibadat, of tarawih, etc. And when Allah has brought this to pass, we manage to keep our rozas, inshallah. We manage to make our tarawih. We manage to enjoy the month of Ramadan. Then for this, there is nothing but shukr that we can have to make. So we have to make a lot of shukr for Allah Ta'ala. And the month of Ramadan also, as Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to say, that a person who passes his life like Ramadan, his mort will come like Eid. Like Eid is the day of happiness. If a person spends his life like that, and from there we learn what the pious people of the past used to say, that who is a deprived person, mahroom person of Ramadan. In the hadith, there are other subject matters which are discussed, but amongst the pious, they should say, those who do not carry on with their good deeds after Ramadan. So we should see that also, that after Ramadan, it won't be at that level of Ramadan. Ramadan is Ramadan, the Mubarak, the Barakat, the Rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. The environment is such, it is just different. But after Ramadan, at least our tilawat must carry on. And more before tilawat also, our five times namaz. And how many have been blessed that the 40 days they've made their namazes with jamaat, with takbir-e-ula. So this should also carry on. So whatever we did in the month of Ramadan, though to a lesser extent, but it should carry on. With regard to this lesser extent, quantity and quality, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Mujaddid-e-Zamana, he said such a beautiful, gave such a beautiful explanation of it. He said, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that if the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were told that if you people have to give up just 10% of Islam in your time, you will face destruction. But a time will come when people, if they just do 10%, they will have and they will get salvation. Then Maulana explained, this is not in quantity. Like the five times namaz a day, about 20 rakats the whole day's namaz. Fajr, Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib and Isha, or whatever amount. So this does not mean that you just do 10% of that. No, you have to do all. This refers to the quality. Our ikhlas, if we just have 10% of that ikhlas, if we just have 10% of that tawadu, that yaqeen which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had. If we just have a little, that will also be sufficient. So in any case, the shukr that we should make, and each one of us, if it's not coming naturally, then bring it within us to make shukr to Allah. That we are in the month of Ramadan, today is 28, Rozas finish inshallah, tomorrow will be 29, maybe the whole month. You gave us tawfiq of making our taraweeh, gave us tawfiq of making whatever amount of khatams we did. And those who perhaps, looks like inshallah there isn't anyone who haven't completed our khatam of Quran, at least just let us keep on reading now. Let us show that eagerness still that I want to complete, though perhaps we won't manage, but show that eagerness. Then also, sometimes the trend also comes that a person makes his khatam, like for example by the 27th, 28th or the 29th, but show this eagerness to let us still carry on. Though tomorrow night, if it is the last night, Allah alone knows, but we be making du'as. But until the time of du'as, till now, till asr time, and if we get time after asr, let us still be busy with tilawat. Even if we make 10 khatams, even if we make 20 khatams, but add the value of tilawat of all ibadat. And Ramadan and Quran Sharif has got its very, very close link with Ramadan. So woven with Ramadan. So how much we can read of Quran Sharif, and let us not be so eager to get the news that the moon has been sighted. One time we were in Saharanpur with Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and it was the 29th, and some words spread that the moon has been sighted. So, and it was time now for witr namaz. Taraweeh was finished and somebody came. So Hazrat said, leave that news alone a bit. Let us finish our witr. So that for us still, it is the order from Allah is that it is still Ramadan. And we'll get the sawab of witr. Whereas we even delay our isha. We say, just let us first make this phone call. Let us find out from there. We are just too eager that Eid must come. That is also an ibadat, that happiness also. That Allah has given us the happiness and we should enjoy. But the greater joy is the month of Ramadan. So the shukr is a very important thing. So let us all see whatever a person got tawfiq on. And if a person apprehended some things, that he will not perhaps manage his rozas this Ramadan, a person was a diabetic for example, or anything else, and doctors also were saying you can't keep rozas, or circumstances were like that, but he managed to keep, he should make even more shukr. If we thought that I won't be able to make my tilawat, I'll manage, I think, according to me, 2 khatams. And Allah gave him the tawfiq of making 3 khatams. He should make lot of shukr. Even 1 khatam, whatever, wherever Allah Ta'ala took us to, whatever extent, we should make a lot of shukr of Allah Ta'ala. That is one very, very important thing. Then what we are taught also is now towards the end of Ramadan is to have that a person doesn't know that whether my ibadat has been accepted or not. This is also very, very important. A person, this feeling that it's definitely looking at Allah's rahmat, yes, fully we should have. But looking at ourselves, we shouldn't have this hope that even how many buzurg say that if Allah just forgives me, that is enough. After the whole life of what ibadat they made of Allah, they say if Allah just forgives me, that is enough. And that instance is famous, which Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to quote, of a great buzurg who was living in an island somewhere. And Allah, he wanted to make Allah's ibadat, he was sincere. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had ordered a pomegranate tree to grow there. And it should bear 2 pomegranates every day, one in the morning, one in the evening. He should eat that, and that was sufficient for him, for his energy, his strength, everything. And it was an island around which there was only salty water, sea water. But Allah had given him a little spring there, and water should come from there that he should drink. And for 200 years he made Allah's ibadat. Without a moment's guna was out of the question. Without a moment's ghaflat, unmindfulness of Allah Ta'ala. And when he was so pious, genuine he was, that the malaika, when they should come with Allah's commands, and this also we should keep in mind, there is a system that is working all the time, and that is the unseen system of Allah Ta'ala. One is our, and this also our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Alayh, used to explain this point, which is also so important, that Allah introduced Himself in the Quran Sharif from many places, whole ayat of Ayatul Kursi, Alhamd Sharif, but here in Surah Hashar, that Alimul Ghaybi was Shahada, that Allah Ta'ala is the knower, Alim of Ghayb, of things which are unseen, was Shahada, and also things which are Shahadat, which are mawjood, which are in front of us. So this Allah Ta'ala introduced Himself not according to His great and lofty status, but according to our standard. That for us there are things which are in ghaib, which we cannot see. But for Allah there is no ghaib. Everything is shahada for Allah Ta'ala. So if Allah Ta'ala had to introduce Himself from His standing, then we shouldn't have understood the ghaib. So anyway, there is this ghaibi nizam of Allah that is working all the time, of the malaika doing their work, everything that we do. When we eat a morsel of food, then that morsel of food asks Allah Ta'ala, must I be a source of health for this person or a source of ill health? Okay? And we know very well, food is food, but medicine we have. Okay? And then lot of medicine also has got side effects. Okay? So we are taking the medicine for our benefit, but we don't know the side effects may cause us even more harm than what that medicine has to. One person who went to the doctor gave him tablets and he started breaking the sides off. So doctor asked him, what are you doing? So he said, I'm breaking the side effects. So that I only get the actual benefit of the medicine and no side effects of the medicine. So anyway, everything we do, there are side effects also. Many things, just a discussion. You talking with somebody, a normal talk, just, and we don't want to go into some incidents, but somebody who saw the side effect. They said, he was talking about this matter here relating to me. And that person immediately perhaps came and see you, whereas they were talking of something totally unrelated. But just that shaitan, that wasawis that he brings, that they were talking about me, they were plotting against me, they were planning against me or something. So this happened. So anyway, that Allah Ta'ala has given us all this anxiety now at the end of Ramadan, whether my ibadat has been accepted or not. And this Hazrat Paulana, Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to explain in a very nice way. He says, like you have a meter, like your temperature for your radiator, the heat of the water, if it goes into the heat and it's gone very hot, or anything on machines you have all these gauges, then you know it's dangerous. And if it goes right to the other extreme also, it must be somewhere in the middle. So wherever, according to how gauges are set, etc. So if we find that we have got too much of hope in Allah's mercy, so it's gone in the green completely, that person is very, very liable to commit sin, to get pride in him. I'm better than other people. I've done so much. Allah loves me so much. And this is extremely dangerous. Then it is necessary for such a person to look at the wa'eeds, the punishments of Allah Ta'ala. It's necessary for that person, who is every person, that person, and every person is like that. Look at your record of deeds, what you have done, what your things are, so that your gauge can come back to the middle. And on the other hand, if it is on the other extreme, that you have lost complete hope in Allah Ta'ala, and you think, what is my ibadah? I couldn't read properly also Quran Sharif. I don't know, first of all, if my istinja was correct also. If my istinja was not correct, my wudu is not correct. My wudu is not correct, my namaz. And many people are suffering from these wasawis also. Many people washing their hands in wudu or anything, just making istinja. They just don't stop with it. They just got this wasawis. Allah saved us from all that. So anyway, we shouldn't go to that. If it's gone to that extent, look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And realize that لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah has just made us responsible for how much we can do. We can never reach that stage where the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam and where the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum had reached. It's impossible for us to reach there. If we just take one simple example, to make wudu from the mud, which is about 750 milliliters, that alhamdulillah, many people are managing, they are doing, may Allah give us all the tawfiq, that besides the saving of water, which is so essential, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if you are making wudu at a rubber bank, even if you are making wudu from the sea, don't waste water there also. That water of yours goes back into, but there also we are taught that don't waste water. And in our type of wudu, Allahu Akbar, one just by way, while we are passing, while when we make wudu, the correct way is when we wash our arms to take water in our hand. And if it is possible, close the tap at that time. And then let that water flow and rub it. Now what we normally do, many of us, we take our arm under the tap. And all this year we are washing it here. Lot of water is getting wasted. And this year just taking water here, bringing it down, and then take your hand. Even if you do it one time, farz is saza. And it comes in the hukam of washing. You have washed your hand. That comes in the, according to us, and then, na'uzu billah, we mustn't find fault from where it has come. How Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is how they used to make wudu. Take the water in that mud and not throw it from here, but just in the hand, and then just turn the hand and then wash all this. The same thing with the face. You take water, really, if it is subject to correction, also just how much comes in one hand, because you'll be pouring from the one hand, and then you put it into both hands, and then you wash your face. So if under the tap, we take water that comes in both hands, and all that water is quite a bit which comes in there. But if you pour from a jug, from a mud, etc., and it is undesirable that you take help from somebody for wudu when you don't need help, if you can manage on your own. So the only way then is that the water that will go into that one hand, and then you spread it on both hands and you wash it. And with three times there is no doubt. But that is as far as wudu is concerned. Think of us just the thinking to make, to bath, to make ghusl. What, how many? Six moods. I see. Four. Four moods, which is about 3 liters of water. Okay? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mostly kept zulfa also. Okay? And then your beard also, your whole body. So where are we? So our ibadah that we make, which we are counting as so much, just our wudu, we have to make so much tawbah and istighfar on our wudu, on our ghusl. And especially, alhamdulillah, hopefully, all Muslims are saved from that we don't lie in a bathtub and we make our ghusl. But many of us, perhaps all of us, we shower from the shower. Right? How much of water gets wasted in there? And we, those who use a bucket, and one bucket, how much of water? A 15-liter bucket, 20-liter bucket, and that water is still not enough, we even add more. Whereas Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in about 3 liters of water, made his ghusl also, round about there. So how not? And this consciousness, this is one thing which Allah loves. A person who is happy that I made all Ramzan so much ibadah. And also in this, there are two things. One is ujab, and one is takabbur. Takabbur is, like for example, on Eid's day, may Allah bless us all with the sunnah of Eidgah, or wherever we make, or even if we, just Eid's night also, or Eid's morning, Fajr time, we look at other people. I spent 40 days in Jamaat, I spent 40 days in the Khanqah. I went for Umrah, Sawabs of Haram Sharif, etc. All the difficulties. And look at these people. They did nothing whatsoever. Just that thought, and we are, may Allah save us in His mercy, that we must not be a write-off by Allah Ta'ala. And for that, I'll just repeat these examples which I give, that if you are a person who is a very wealthy man, normally he has got quite a few pens in his pocket or on his desk, and he writes out a check of 10 million rand. Now he'll choose any one pen to write out a check. Though today, the example of the check is also outdated now. Right? But anyway, you take the pen, and the pen boasts that I wrote a check of 10 million rand. That person, he can easily, for whatever reason, and such people's moods change also a lot. He'll put that pen away and he'll use another pen. And he'll write with the other pen. So it doesn't happen also that Allah Ta'ala, that we, when we get this feeling like this, that Allah Ta'ala changes us and uses somebody else. And Allah can put these qualities which we read in the kitab, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written. Allah, today who you are looking down upon, Allah Ta'ala can make that person goes 100 times higher than you. And Allah can even do that whatever little qualities you had, Allah takes them away from you. And that person goes much more further. So we must never ever have this holier than thou attitude. So as in the ayat which I have recited, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O the friends of Allah Ta'ala, Allah wants to make you His special friends. And to become the special friends, only taqwa is required. That is, to fear Allah, to fear the disobedience of Allah. And if we don't disobey Allah, everything He has commanded, we do. And we don't do those things that He has prohibited us from doing. We stay away from all those things. That is taqwa. And one easy way, yeah, which Allah has prescribed, وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسُمْ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Let each nafs, let each soul see what I have sent for tomorrow. What my preparation is for tomorrow. Like for example, we are booked to go home tomorrow. Now you check up whether my ticket is in order. And you see that you have put it in the right place also. Everything so that you are ready. Your bag is packed, everything. So for tomorrow, for akhirat, how much have we prepared? So that is a place that we have to be preparing for all the time. And this that we know that it has been referred to as ghad, tomorrow. That Qiyamah's Day, still we know for a fact Qiyamah's Day is still many years away. All the major signs of Qiyamah that have to come, they still have to come. It's still far away. How long we'll be in the Qabr also. But every person's Qiyamah starts with his maut. And no person knows when maut can come to a person. Suddenly maut can just come. And how many people healthy? One friend of ours many years ago went to his cardiologist for a checkup. Doctor checked him up, everything fine, no problem, nothing, everything is in order. He took a step out of the doctor's surgery on the pavement and he collapsed with a heart attack. He survived, but just now, doctors certified him that he's 100% all right. And there he collapsed with a heart attack. So these things are not at all in our hands. Maut can come to any person at any time. We should be ready. And when we did prepare for maut, then also, then Allah Ta'ala says again, Wattaqullah. Now don't, when you have prepared, don't have a holier than thou attitude. Don't think that I'm better than the other person. So this also, now the month of Ramadan, whatever Allah gave us tawfiq, outwardly sunnah, dress also, which is also a great ibadah in these times. And then inwardly, amal that we did, namazes, five times namaz, we tried with the first stuff, we tried with takbir-e-ula, Allah gave tawfiq also, we managed it. All those things, we kept our rozas also, for which on the one side, shukr also, and shukr, Allah says He will increase, and Allah will increase in the sense that He'll give us tawfiq to keep other rozas, and He will increase in the sense that He'll accept our rozas also. That the value of the rozas, Allah Ta'ala will increase them, inshallah. So we have to make a lot of shukr, and we have to have this anxiety whether my ibadat has been accepted or not. The greatest ibadat which we have got is the ibadat of salat, namaz. And the greatest teacher on the surface of the earth, innama bu'istu mu'allima, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I've been sent as a teacher. And the greatest student that ever was Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him to make namaz, and the dua at the end of namaz, after such a great teacher, no student can fail. Well, the student of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can't fail. And then that subject is such also, the greatest, which is the as-salatu mi'rajul mu'min, where you go and you are joined with Allah. And the student, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. But yet at the end of that, the dua that is masnoon and sunnah to read, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, that I made great zulam, plenty of zulam on myself, because we could not fulfill the rites. And the month of Ramadan, namaz is 5 times a day. And you can make the nafil namazes throughout the day, besides a few makruh times. Almost all the time you can make nafil namaz. And Ramzan rozas, you can't keep throughout the year. Ramzan rozas. And rozas also you cannot keep throughout the year, certain 5 days. We are not permitted to keep roza. So we had this 1 month. How did I respond to it? How much did I appreciate it? So the month should come to an end now, towards the end, whether it is tonight and moreover tomorrow, with all this attitude of anxiety, whether Allah has accepted it or Allah has it's not accepted. Many Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, on their dying bed, making mustafa with their friends, that we are going now, which is a sign that they are going only to the mercy of Allah. They say, we're leaving now, we don't know whether we are going into the pleasure of Allah or into the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sakarat, was also putting his hands in the water all the time. And he's saying that sakarat is something difficult. It's not so easy. So that is sakarat. May Allah make that also easy for all of us, that when we meet Allah, before we leave, we get the malaika of rahmat coming to us, and they are giving us the good news of Jannat already. And in that way, our ruh is taken with kalima on our tongues, kalima shahadat on our tongues. So may Allah, out of His kindness, bless us with that. But anyway, this is not easy. So here also, we should be sort of in a state of sakarat for the end of Ramadan. That is my roza accepted. Al-ibratu bil-khawateem. The essence of things are according to how they come to an end. Tomorrow also, let us be cautious of this. When tomorrow, most probably all the tents will be down already by Maghrib time. Bags will be packed already, all ready to go. That is normally the case. But our inside attitude must not be one that we just want to leave. That we are just eager to leave, and we are eager to, like for example, you get a visitor who you don't like, and you would like him to leave early. So you tell him, today conditions on the road are dangerous after Maghrib, so I think you better leave after Zohar. Though I would really like you to stay, but the roads are not safe today after sunset. So for your sake, I'm telling you, you leave after. So how are we going to send Ramzan away? That we are just eager that Ramzan must go away? Or are we really have got that little feeling? And at least if from no other aspect, but the rewards that we were getting in Ramadan for that tilawat of Quran that we're doing, the 1 second after it is announced the moon has been sighted, the same tilawat you make, but now the reward has been dropped again to its normal. It's not what it was. Subhanallah, the du'as that we are making, a person was engaged in du'as, and what du'as he was making, but suddenly he heard the moon has been sighted. Now immediately the value of the du'as, as far as thawab is concerned, has dropped. As far as value is concerned, is dropped. So this anxiety we must have. We mustn't have this. So one is, ujab, that I did a lot of ibadat. That also should not be there. And on what grounds can we feel that I did so much ibadah? Whatever we have done, of course, looking at Allah's mercy, that the person who just respected the month of Ramadan, though he did not keep roza or anything, Allah makes his maghfirat also. Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. Mr. Hafi, rahmatullah alayhi, explained, he just showed honor to a paper on which Allah's name was written, where Allah Ta'ala took him. So whatever we have done, when we look at Allah's mercy, nobody should be despondent. No matter even if he did nothing in Ramadan. The person who did not keep rozas, but he didn't eat in public, for example. He didn't make a joke out of rozas. He was a smoker. Or anyone else. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written that those who are addicted to their wine and liquor, and but in Ramzan, they drink secretly. Like that, they drink openly in front of everyone. But just the respect of the month of Ramadan, and they drink secretly. But on the other hand, this is not a license for us. That now I kept rozas, so I'm a maqbool, and I'm very close to Allah Ta'ala, and there is absolutely no doubt in my acceptance by Allah Ta'ala. If Allah has to, we heard so much of the kitab reading, for a person who weighs less, what problem, what punishment there is for that person. A person who backbites, what punishment there is for that person. A person who lies, what punishment. A person whose anger. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that this anger, and in that anger this cursing and siddiqiyat, the two can't go together. So if we have to think of that, we don't stand a chance anywhere. But on the other hand, look at Allah's mercy. So we must keep that balance. Look at our own self. Let not any vanity or conceit come into us, that we think we are better than anyone else. And let us be also like that. Teri akal, dunya mein kya kar gayi? What hasn't your brains done in dunya? Lekin deen mein wo kaha mar gayi? But when it came to the matters of deen, then where did your brains die? We find many people that they are so particular of fine things in the home, in the business, how they will check. There mustn't be even one drop of water dropping in 24 hours. Our water account will come out higher. And they're watching all those things, every small detail. They watch it, everything. One husband who was very particular also about everything, and the wife, we say common also, it happens with wives, that whenever they should go somewhere for a trip, they say, oh, I forgot the iron on at home. So he also now, so sharp he was, after a few times, he stopped the car, and she insisted we must go back again. That the iron is plugged in, it's a fire hazard. What is going to happen? So he opened the boot and he showed her the iron. Yes, the iron here. It's not plugged in there, it's here. So we are so particular, many of us, meticulous about small things. But when it comes to deen, then big things just slap us. In our dunya's matters, we are particular about fine things. Whether if a person who is doing an audit, and is an experienced auditor, what things you never dreamt about, he picks up, and when he questions you, your blood runs into your face. You go red, your mouth becomes dry. You can't reply also. So when it comes to why don't we audit our amal also? Audit our amal also. And that also now not to that extent that we become completely, keep in mind the great mercy of Allah. The tax man, in all probability, will never show mercy on any person. To come to a settlement with him is also a big problem, whatever it is. But with Allah has kept the doors of mercy wide open. Allahu Akbar. Allah is so kind without exaggeration that I don't think anyone will have a doubt. A person who is a 99-year-old kafir and is worshipping his idols, he's worshipping the fire, etc. But he just reads sincerely once from his heart. And therefore, when we hear these riwayat from the kitabs, now you are listening to it, a person who reads one time, La ilaha illallah, sincerely, that person, all his sins are forgiven. So read it now in our hearts. Eh? And just read it without our tongues moving. That we are just reading it sincerely only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is so merciful. That person who was a Jahannami, 99 years, he read it and it hardly takes perhaps 2 seconds. Perhaps not even a second. La ilaha illallah. You just read that and that person has become a Jannati. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that if we are sitting in a majlis, how we are sitting now, and we realize that from the talk or just like that, Allah puts a thought in the mind that really I've been a very great sinner. I don't think there is a greater sinner on the surface of the earth than what I am. And you hear that Allah is so merciful, Allah is so kind, that Allah Ta'ala just forgives, wholesale Allah forgives. Qiyamah say Allah will forgive inshallah. Even here a person just turns in sincerity. And this is the place for amal. Qiyamah say no amal. That is only Allah's mercy that Allah forgives. But here you just turn to Allah Ta'ala and Allah will forgive you. So a person who makes sincere tawbah, Allah puts the crown of wilayat, makes him his wali immediately. He still actually physically, he's still far from being displayed as a wali. It might be a person who is a drunkard, he's sitting in the majma. A person who is a womanizer, gambler, no beard, he's got funny clothing on. But he heard the talk and in his heart he made tawbah. Ya Allah, what a life I lead. And what terrible gunas I've made. What that all funny clothing of his, no beard or anything. And maybe what, no topin, a beret or whatever else he's got, what kind of funny hat he's got or no hat, he's got a funny hairstyle also. But he has become a wali of Allah. It is also for this reason that we are taught in the hadith, never look down upon anyone. You don't know who has made tawbah. And that person is become a wali of Allah and you are looking, you are taunting him. You are telling him what you came and do in this majlis here. Where you came here. For example, some of us, may Allah forgive us, guide us, help us. Oh, you also came today, Eid namaz, so you also came. In other words, you never come for any namaz, but today you also came for Eid namaz. Or sometimes they say, just wait another 1-2 minutes, there is still some brothers coming. You say, those brothers never make namaz their whole life, what are you waiting for them? So all this, may Allah save us, these thoughts that come, and shaitan brings these thoughts. So this is the time that anxiety must be in us, whether my ibadat has been accepted. And on the other side, that full hope in looking into the mercy of Allah, there is absolutely no doubt that Allah has accepted everything. When Allah has been so kind, it comes in the riwayah, that if when a person makes tilawat of Quran Sharif, with sincerity, etc., then Allah appoints an angel that whatever he has read and mistakes that he has made, those angels, malaika, correct it and take it to Allah. Like you write an article, you tell somebody, just check it up for me, and then that person checks up, he takes out all your mistakes and he makes it, and give me some suggestions, now it has made a wonderful piece of work, then in that way it goes up to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. Never can we ever, we can't live without the mercy of Allah. We can't exist 1 second without tawbah and istighfar. And Allah is so merciful that He has throughout the year, the doors of Allah's tawbah are wide open. The doors of Allah's maghfirat are wide open. Throughout the year, Ramzan is even extra more open. In a certain night, Shami Barat, all these occasions, the night of Juma, also please let us all, Allah, through your barakat, bless me also, that we make qadr of the Friday night also. Every Friday, what a great day Allah blesses us with. And that night of Friday, there are people who really appreciate these nights. There are those people in our country that on Friday from Thursday, that is Yawmul Jum'ah, from Thursday and Maghrib till Friday Maghrib, they don't take a phone call also. The whole family is busy reading Durood Sharif. So where are we? We are still very, very far. These people who have appreciated. And also one very important thing that we should appreciate is time. As we have come across that in this month, every moment is so valuable. The reward of a nafil is a faraz. A faraz is 70 times the faraz. That if we had a money printing machine, we should have put it just on the highest denomination. And we should just have printed, what is even, whatever things there can be in the world. One subhanallah of a person. Wow, what great won't be the will. And Allah is still giving us chance. We've still got our lives. Most of us will be living till next year Ramzan. There will be some of us who have left already. But there will most, in all probability, most of us will still be living. So we may appreciate time, inshallah. And time, from Ramadan, learn the value of time. From Ramadan, learn the value of the day and night of Juma in Ramadan. And then the whole life also make it value. There are those people, Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda, rahimahullah, explained to us one time that he went to India and one great buzur, he had his room where he should do his work, he should sleep there, do his work, and there were two doors. At both doors he had sandals there. So at the beginning he thought, and just see where these people's thought go to. He thought that the buzur is extravagant. And they test a buzur, we mustn't go and test anyone. It's our habit also that very quickly we start testing people. That whether this is a buzurg or it's not a buzurg or whatever. So anyway, he thought that it's extravagance. Two pairs of sandals for one person, one pair of sandals is enough. And this is another great lesson we have to learn also, that he asked that buzurg. He didn't even speak to the world and tell the world that he's not a buzurg. He's extravagant. He's got two pairs of sandals. We think we found the fault in somebody. And we never go and address that person with it. That why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Why did you do that? We go and spread it in the whole world. I'll just complete this. So this buzurg, he asked him. So then he explained to him that when I want to go this side for some work, that sandal is ready. I saved that quarter minute to go and pick up the sandals from that side, bringing it this side. And when I have to go this side for some work, then I don't have to go and pick up the sandals from that side. So to this extent, time. And remember also, many of us, we want to save money, but we don't think of saving time. That this job, it will cost me 200 rand to do. So I'll rather save the money, I'll do it myself. But you don't see your time going in there. In that time you could read one supara. And how much you gained in your one supara, that you can't gain in 200 rand. Many of us in many matters, we want to monetary things and other things, we want to save there. We are very particular of saving there. But time, we don't see of saving time. And time is the most valuable, that Allah took a qasam on wal asr. Wal fajr, the time of asr. And wal layli idha yashaha, wal nahari idha tajallaha. These are all times. And how many qasams of time Allah has taken. Time in general, and then particular times which are valuable, Allah Ta'ala has taken qasams of that. So if this can come into us, to some extent, the value of time. If we can carry forward from Ramadan to the next month, Shawwal, we carry forward value of time, we would have earned a great amount for the month of Ramadan. And together with that, whatever else Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, rozas try and keep also the Shawwal rozas. That is the bare minimum. Shawwal rozas we should try and keep. If any person had any doubt, if it's just a doubt, it's not necessary that perhaps my one roza wasn't done. Keep the roza just to clear your mind. But it's not necessary if it's a. But if your roza did break, but you didn't break it, it broke. Then there is one roza you have to keep. Keep that roza. Try and keep the six shawwal. The nafil namazes, nafil ibadat will cover up for deficiency in the faras. So wherever we can, don't be negligent of nawafil. Today is the time also that nawafil, we just regard it as no importance to nawafil. But on Qiyamah's day, and especially the nawafil of Ramadan, and the ibadat of Ramadan, we will see the value. So Allah has blessed us with this, and for the vast majority of the people in the world, alhamdulillah, good health, they manage everything. Tarawih went smoothly, and good Tarawih also, everything. We should make shukr on the one hand. And on the other hand, this anxiety. And anxiety is between two things. When we look at ourselves, let no pride come into us. With regard to the wife, with regard to the family members, let us not take off with them. And also another tendency, with regard to young children, we forget we were young. When we just have to think that this young boy, today he's a hafiz, but we say you're not, you got this fault, you got that fault and that. When we were his age, where were we? Completely, we were like write-offs. Nothing whatsoever when we were at that age. Many people who are younger, what was our condition at that time? Now today when Allah made fazl on you, not your own, Allah made fazl on you, little bit you got some outward sunnat on you, some outward, now you are running down people, looking down upon people, that should not be the case. So if this can the end, and if it comes naturally, then there is no limit of shukr that we have to make. If it doesn't come naturally, then bring it into us. And especially now, as the month is drawing to an end, and by tomorrow night, this anxiety must be lost. Tomorrow, when it is Maghrib time, instead of milling around and taking last minute addresses from one another, and one last minute contact numbers from one another, and all that, instead of that, let us be worried about this. And as we leave here, many people will be driving home, many people will be going by plane, whatever the case might be, but all the time with that anxiety. So, and then also, Allah has blessed us. Eid is a day of enjoyment, rejoice, which has been mentioned in the hadith. And this is Eid al-Fitr. It is an enjoyment. And what is that enjoyment really? That Allah gave us the tawfiq of knowing it was the month of Ramadan. Allah gave us the tawfiq of observing the month of Ramadan to whatever extent. Our rozas, our namazes, our tilawat, all that. That Allah gave it. And then that anxiety that we don't know, because many people are deprived of that anxiety, we don't think it is part of Ramadan and part of Roza. Just well, we kept us, the Roza's finished. Namaz we finished, we're rushing out walking. The key is already, not the key, today the phone is out. While we are sitting, any message, anything that I have to do, whether my namaz was accepted, where a message came, my namaz is accepted, that we're not worried of that. But what message came, what must I do now? Then the key is out, then we are rushing to the car, on the way perhaps somebody, if it is some benefit to us, we meet somebody, we stop for the person, if not, then we just make it clear that I'm in a hurry, don't waste my time. And we just off, we are gone to the car. So for all our ibadah, that anxiety, Allah gave us tawfiq, we made our fajr, zuhar, asr, whichever namaz, but now has it been accepted or not? We made our, after fajr, we went 40 days jamaat, that worry after that, whether my jamaat is good, I went out 40 days, whether it has been accepted or not. Whether I went for Umrah, whether my Umrah has been accepted or not, that anxiety must be there. And on the other hand, don't ever forget the great mercy of Allah. Try and choose that middle path that Allah is most merciful and Allah is going to forgive, not only on Qiyamah's day, now on Eid's night, Allah forgives wholesale. How many people are set free from the fire of Jahannam every night of Ramadan? And in the end, how many were set in the whole month? So many are set free from the fire. What are the mercies of Allah? May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept from us, forgive us our shortcomings. And also one more thing, make this azam, this firm resolution that inshaAllah, next year Ramadan, I'm going to pass it much, much more better than what I did. If we do that, inshaAllah, we will see that very soon our Ramadan will be, the angels will make, will envy that Ramadan that we passed. May Allah give us tawfiq, that we don't look down, we don't have pride on anyone, we don't have lose hope in the mercy of Allah in any way whatsoever, and we make shukr to Allah for all His bounties and all His ni'mats, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله.